Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Welcome again to Folk Music Worldwide from the studios of Radio New York Worldwide. The group we have today are performing live in the studios of Radio New York Worldwide. We're not using records. The group is called the 3Ds. They're a young group out of the west of the United States. And if you guys are ready, perhaps you could give us a sample of how you play. How about Wait for the Wagon?
Great.
Will you come with me, my Phyllis dear, to yonder mountain free, where the blossoms smell the sweetest? Come roll along with me. It's every Sunday morning when I am by your side. We'll jump into the wagon and all take a ride. Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride. Where the river runs like silver and the birds they sing so sweet, I have a cabin, Phyllis, and something good to eat. So listen to my story, it will relieve my heart. Come jump into the wagon and off we will start. Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
Do you believe, dear Phyllis, old Mike with all his wealth can make you half so happy, as I with youth and health? Oh, we'll have a little farm, a horse, a pig, a cow, and you can mind the dairy, and I will guide the plow. So
wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
Your lips are red as poppies, your hair so smooth and neat, I'll braid it up with daisies and hollyhocks so sweet. It's every Sunday morning when I am by your side. We'll jump into the wagon and we'll all take a ride. So
wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
Together on life's journey, we'll travel till we stop, and if we have no trouble, we'll reach the happy top. So come with me, sweet Phyllis, my dear, my lovely bride. We'll jump into the wagon and all take a ride. Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
That was Wait for the Wagon, as performed by the 3Ds. We're just coming over here now. Hey, I suppose the first thing we ought to do is introduce the group. Dwayne, perhaps you ought to handle the introductions. You're the leader of the group.
Thank you, Alan. My name's Dwayne Hyatt. On my right is Dennis Sorensen. On my left is Dick Davis. Hence the name, the 3Ds, as you can see, Dick, Dennis, and Dwayne. The name sort of stands for other things, too. We like to say that we have dimension in folk singing. We specialize in Western folk songs, like the one you just heard, and branch out from there into other types of folk singing, and even to, everything from slapstick comedy to semi-classical music. So we like to think we have a certain amount of dimension specializing in Western songs.
Well, you've got a good background for Western music, don't you? You were actually all from the West, aren't you?
We were born and reared out there on Western folk songs, just about. Yeah, we come from Utah, out in the what's called the Intermountain West. Not quite as far as you can go, but far enough to be plenty darn Western out there, yeah.
Well, actually, where are you from? What particular town?
What town? Dick and I grew up together in Payson, Utah, and Dennis, we got together with him 3 years ago around a campfire. He comes from Ogden, Utah.
Well, actually, where did your group get started as a singing group?
Dennis, why don't you take over here and tell a little bit about how we got together?
Well, through a mutual friend one evening, we had a camping outing up in the Utah mountains above Payson, where Dick and Dwayne were born, and they happened to bring along their battered guitars, and we got singing things like Waltzing Matilda and a few other of the current folk songs. And the next week they called up and asked if I'd like to join them in preparing a song for a traveling group that was working out of the university at that time, which we all three attended.
Which university?
This is Brigham Young University there in Provo, Utah.
That's a Mormon university. Are you three all Mormons, or?
Yes, we're all members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is the formal name. Mormon is kind of a nickname given to the church, and we're all graduates of Brigham Young University, which is a school of about 12,000 students now.
Well, let me ask Dick here. Has any of your music Mormon roots?
Oh yes, we've just completed an album actually through the Brigham Young University movie studio department, and it features actual Mormon folk songs. Now these aren't the hymns that you'd usually find in a hymnal, but rather the songs that they would sing going along in their wagons or around the campfires in the evening. And many of these songs actually tell the history of the trek of the Mormon pioneers as they crossed the continent to Utah.
Well, perhaps you could give us a good sample of that now. What would you suggest is a good Mormon-type folk song?
Perhaps we could sing On the Way to California, which at that time didn't really mean California as we know it now, but rather Upper California, which included Nevada, Utah, Idaho, and California as it now stands. So the Mormon pioneer singing this song really meant on their way to Utah, as we would think of it now. But here it is anyway, On the Way to California.
Now in the spring we'll leave Nauvoo, and our journey we'll pursue. They burned our houses and our grain. For when they thought we were hell-bent, they asked for aid from the government. So on the way to California, in the spring we'll take our journey, pass between the Rocky Mountains, far beyond the Arkansas fountain. Old Governor Ford, with mind so small, he has no room for a soul at all. He neither can be damned nor blessed if heaven or hell should do its best. So on the way to California, in the spring we'll take our journey, pass between the Rocky Mountains, far beyond the Arkansas fountains. On the way to California, in the spring we'll take our
That was On the Way to California, an old Mormon folk song is sung by the 3Ds. Perhaps, Duane, you can tell us something about that song, the background of it.
The Mormon Church, of course, was founded back around in 1830. And during this time, the West was yet to be won, and there was a lot of frontier and a lot of open country, and still a lot of rather hostile country to be won over. Well, the Mormons went out to this area in what was then a place called Nauvoo, Illinois. It's at a bend in the Mississippi River that was strictly a swampland when they came, but they worked very hard, as they had done in several other places, to build up this swampland and to make the city they called Nauvoo, which meant the city beautiful, and it was a beautiful city. But as they stayed there, the people around them grew jealous of the things that they had and grew to dislike them exceedingly, and they drove them out in the middle of the winter. So this is why they say that in the spring we'll leave Nauvoo. Actually, it was pretty darn early spring. It was around about February, and they crossed the Mississippi River on the ice. But they felt like they had felt they could depend upon the officers of law and order and the state militia and such things as this. But as I say, in a new country out west where things were just getting rolling, this sort of organization wasn't as we know it today. And so they felt that they had been kind of double-crossed by the state militia. Instead of protecting them, they allowed mobs and robbers to come and take their families, to take their homes, take their possessions, and drive them out into what was then Utah, a country that nobody wanted. And so they sing this song that says, On the Way to California. As Dick says, what they really meant was just on the way west, anywhere to get away and to be alone and worship and live as they pleased. Governor Ford was governor of Illinois at this time, and he received the most part of their wrath because they felt, as I said, that he had double-crossed them by not protecting them from the people they felt were mobs and robbers and who took from them the things that were rightfully theirs. That's essentially what the song is saying. And with a deep feeling such as this song was born out of, with a kind of culture, a very frontier, a very rugged, a rather wild sort of a culture, the sort of person you had to be to survive in that sort of a country in that period of time, that's what the song reflects. Some fairly rough talk about some fairly rough feelings about some fairly rough happenings that had happened. I think that's about it, Al.
Well, why don't we take a moment out here just for a break and then come back and talk to the 3Ds some more on Folk Music Worldwide. All right, this is Alan Wasser again back at Folk Music Worldwide. We'll be talking with the 3Ds again in just a second, but first let me say that if any of our listeners want to write in, we'd very much appreciate it. We're always anxious to get letters. We really want to know if anybody's listening out there. It's the only way we have of knowing. So just write in to me, Alan Wasser, or to the show, Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York Worldwide, New York 19, USA. Well, let's get back to talking to the 3Ds. Young Mormon folk singers. What are you doing in the East now? I know your main area of operations is out West. Perhaps, Dennis, you could tell us.
Well, at present, we're involved in a concert, which for the most part is sponsored by our church. We've done a series of youth conferences, and we'll do a total of about 20 shows here in the eastern part of the United States and into Canada. We'll be up as far as Bangor, Maine, over in Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, here in New York, up into Toronto, Canada, and in other parts of New England. It's quite an extensive tour, and when we finish here, then we'll go and continue a like tour in the West, down in California, around the San Francisco Bay Area, up into the Northwest, and up into Vancouver, Canada, on that end. So this is essentially the type of thing we do. We're back here specifically for youth conferences. We play to groups which are generally of an age of 14 to 19, and present what we call a dimensional folk song variety act.
Well, I understand you're traveling through the East in a rather unusual manner. Perhaps you could tell us something about that. Dwayne, you want to try that?
We are. We find that it gets more unusual the bigger the city we come in. We travel in what's known out West as a camper, and what must be known out East as some kind of an oddball vehicle conveyance, because what we have is a pickup truck. And on the back of this truck has been built a trailer sort of a thing. It sleeps four people, and it has a stove and a sink and various things that we can survive on. And this is the way we travel. And when it comes time to sleep, then we just park the thing somewhere in someone's backyard or along the street, and we sleep there. And we were doing fine until we come into such cities as New York and Boston, places like this where this is, as I say, kind of an oddball conveyance, and we tend to get stared at. Of course, we don't mind too much. We think we'll paint our name on the side of it and become famous, if not for folk singing, at least for riding an oddball conveyance.
Well, have you actually parked it and slept in it on the streets of New York City?
Is this confidential? Yes, we did.
Yes. Well, it is unusual. I'll agree with you. Incidentally, I understand you've done it's quite a bit of traveling, each of you separately, for the Mormon Church, different parts of the world. Dwayne?
Yes, we were on what's known in our church as a mission. It's perhaps a little different sort of a thing than you generally think of a mission, because the church asks young men at the age of 19 and young women, if they're available, if they are free to do it at the age of 21, to go out and spend either 2 years or 2.5 years, depending on whether you have to learn a new language, in a foreign area, preaching the gospel as we understand it as members of our church. And I had the opportunity to go down into the Tonga Islands, which everyone says, where is that? And I said, where is that too? It's a very small group of islands, about 100 islands, off the coast of Fiji, between Fiji and Samoa, down in that area. And there I learned the Tongan language, a Polynesian dialect, and spent 2.5 wonderful years talking to people about what we think is the way to be happy. That's essentially what it amounts to. And each of the other two guys have also done the same. Dennis, maybe you can tell us about your experiences and where you were.
Well, from March of 1957 until September of 1959, I had the privilege of serving in Brazil, which is a magnificent country in South America, to which I understand we'll be broadcasting. A country of about 70 million people where they speak Portuguese. I had the privilege also of learning to speak Portuguese and spent my 2.5 years telling the people of Brazil what we Mormons think it is to be happy.
Well, if you can speak Portuguese, why don't you try? Why don't you give us a pitch in Portuguese for a couple of letters to Folk Music Worldwide? Let's see what happens.
Bom, nós queremos que todas as pessoas, os amigos nossos do Brasil, mandem as cartas para cá, para que saibamos se escutam e ouvem o que falamos aqui, lá no Brasil.
Well, let's see if anybody in Brazil heard you. Dick, where were you?
I served in what is called the Northwestern States Mission. It covers Oregon and Washington and part of Idaho here in the United States, and then served 8 months up in Alaska in Fairbanks and Anchorage, where it got mighty cold as we were out calling from house to house. And upon returning from our mission, of course, we're all three married now and have children. This is about the extent of my mission.
Well, you guys sounded like you beat us. I was a Peace Corps man, and I see you guys sort of came way before us in going out and spreading your beliefs. Well, let's get back to the subject of music. I understand you do some modern-type songs besides the old traditional. Any examples of that, Dwayne?
Yes, we do, Al. And here again, out west as out east here and everywhere, folk music is as modern as today, though it has its roots in perhaps past events, as some songs that we have sung for you today. But still, people still feel great feelings, and there are still great people to be sung about. And so we find music, some of it coming out of plays and shows, some of it being born right among the people, some of it written for records, but still that which seems to strike a familiar chord among the people, they sort of take to their hearts and adapt it. Though it may be written for another cause, they adapt it and make it into folk music. And I think that's what has happened to this next song. A modern folk song about the West, and a song that many people, I'm sure, are familiar with. It's a song about the wind and the rain and the fire, and it says that they call the wind Moriah.
They say out here they have a name for wind and rain.
Now the rain is Joe, and the fire is Tess,
and they call the wind Moriah. The fire is Tess, and they call the wind Moriah.
Moriah, Moriah,
Moriah. Moriah blows the stars around and sets the clouds a-flying.
Moriah makes the mountains sound like folks was up there dying.
Moriah, 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 Moriah.
That was Mariah, sung by the 3Ds. Dwayne, maybe you can tell us something. That is a modern song from a modern play, but what is it that makes it a folk song now? What is it about the style?
This gets a little bit hard to define, of course, Alan, but we figure that a song that, as I said before, the song, a song that people sort of take to their heart that seems to inspire them and describe some of the feelings that they have in a musical version, this we would consider to be a folk song. You maybe noticed that the style of the Western folk singer is just a little bit different from the Eastern folk singer. It's a little bit smoother and a little less of the nasal sound that you usually hear, and we like to think that we're capturing a little bit of this as we go along.
Well, I'm afraid we're just about out of time again, but I want to thank you very much, Dwayne Hyatt, Dennis Sorensen, and Dick Davis, the 3Ds, for coming in and appearing. This is Alan Wasser.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19, USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Coming back across the ocean, down in the West Indies, a little sorrow.